Hallelujah. Now listen, I want to talk about poverty today. Poverty. So as a break from what we are doing, but it's still part of it, but I'm not in the series right now. I want to deal with poverty separately because there's grace that God wants to give you today. I say there is grace that God wants to give you today. Now, many people wonder and argue or debate whether poverty is a spirit or not. Are you hearing me? Some people say poverty is not a spirit. Others say it is a spirit. Amen? When I check the scripture, I don't find anywhere where it says poverty is a spirit. But oftentimes we say we cast out the spirit of poverty. Why do we do that? Why do we talk about it? Have you heard about spirit of poverty? Have you heard about the spirit of poverty? Oh, and maybe you have never. Have you heard about the spirit of poverty? Have you heard about the spirit of poverty? You did. Not at all. Some say no. Okay. Now, for me, it's neither here nor there. Hallelujah. What I know and what I've seen is that poverty is not something God would like you to be in as his child. There are so many scriptures that talk about the abundance and the supply and the riches of God that none of us have to be poor. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Now, there are three spirits that work with poverty. Whether poverty is something that, whether it's a spirit or not, but what we know, it's bad. Cinema, what I know is bad. What I know is that it is bad. Hallelujah. You know there is poverty. Cinema, you know there is poverty. You know, I was listening to one lady on TV. She used to serve the kingdom of darkness on YouTube. And, you know, she said that because of serving the devil, they were so poor as a family. He hates even the people who work for him. High man. Say never high man. He hates even the people who work with him. After giving you the mission, when you turn away going and he said, this one I'm going to kill tomorrow. Behind you. He hates a human being, period. Those who sell out and work with him, they only do so for their fatal end. When he's done with them, he will discard them like empty cartoons. The goti-goti fella, after not drinking, damper fell. Those who are celebrating because the devil made them prosperous, you shall see their end. Those who have made it in life from the hand of the devil, you will see their end. Don't worry. Look at the neighbor, don't worry. You see, many of us envy people and you don't know where is the source of their power. Hello? Hello? You know, sometimes I would look at ministries that flourish faster than this ministry and I say, wow. But when I discover what's happening, I say, thank you, Lord, I have the people that I have. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Some of us, we envy things that we don't even know where they started and where they are going. We just want to have things. Anybody, we just want to have things. We envy. Our role models are people we don't even know their character. We don't know what they have sold. Young people, this role model of yours on TV and everywhere, superstars, those people have sold their souls. Eh? Do we have young people here? These artists that you see, they've sold their soul. Some of them, they've told you that I've sold my soul to the devil, but you still listen to their music. They do say it in their lyrics, but you still go with it. My goodness. Do you know, let me tell you this, do you know that whoever has been initiated and you listen to their music, you give them access to your life. You open your life. You think the devil sponsors them for nothing. You are the target. Hello? You are what? You are the target. Now, this woman said this. Let's get back to the teaching. This woman said that in their family, they were so poor that even the poor people called them poor. Did you hear what I said? They were so poor that even poor people called them poor. What level of poverty is this one? That even poor people can see it. You know, it's a problem, especially in our black communities. We compare ourselves with nothing. We are just happy to be better than somebody who is nothing. Can I talk to somebody here? We don't look up. We just look at the person that we can oppress around us, that we can be better than. Then we are happy. We don't push for something better in life that nobody in your family has ever thought about. Not in your community, not in your circle of friends. No. You press on to what God has said you are and what you must be. Am I talking to somebody here? So, poverty is bad. Poverty is what? It's bad. Now, there are three spirits that serve poverty, and I'll talk about today, maybe two or one, we'll see. Especially because God wants to deal with this particular issue today, one or two issues. Hallelujah. Are you still here? I want us to go to the book of Psalms. Okay, Psalms 91. This is the scripture that we all know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 3. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. Say fowler's snare. Now, a snare is a trap. Say a trap. Now, one of the things that the enemy uses is what we call a death trap. Say death trap. Skoloto. Dead trap or debt trap. Debt. Say never debt. It's fine. Trap. It's called a trap for a reason. Amen? It's called what? Can I talk to somebody here? It's called what? A trap for a reason. Now, there are three other spirits or things that poverty utilizes to keep people in bondage. The second one, or in poverty, the second one, it's curses. Are you hearing me? We're going to delve more into the spirit of debt or debt trap. Hallelujah. Are you in the house of God? We're going to deal with what? Debt trap. Hallelujah. So the second spirit that he uses is the spirit of curse, or the spirit of a curse that operate on people's lives. That one too, today I pray that you're going to be set free from it. Are you hearing me? You know, the spirit of a curse, when it operates in somebody's life, it's horrible. Amen? It doesn't want you to have money. Even if you get a job, you can be fired before you start working. Are you hearing me? You go to an interview, they dislike you day one, even before they start the interview. That when a curse is operating on somebody's life. This is the curse that wants you to keep you in bondage. Hallelujah. Amen. This curse, when somebody wants to bless you with anything, they'll make sure it's scattered before they even meet you.
That spirit we're going to pray against today as well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The spirit, the curse when it operates is that you don't see the results of your work. Amen. Sometimes the reason why we don't see our salaries is this spirit of a curse upon our lives. It's a curse upon our lives. Hallelujah. There are people that have spoken things upon your life, even upon your mother when you're still in your womb, you don't even know. You know, words are powerful. Amen. This woman gives off a testimony where she was cursed because her grandmother bewitched somebody else. This person died, and they knew who did it. And they said, even the one that you love will never go anywhere in life. And that curse operated in her life. Wherever she went, there was nothing happening. I know we believe that, you know, when we are born again, we are set free from these curses. Yes, I want to believe that, and I want to, with all my heart, I believe it. But I can tell you that I've seen this spirit operating even in some people who say they are born again. That's all I'm saying. Are you hearing me? That's all I'm saying. Why it happens, I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm telling you that I've observed it. Hallelujah. So I'll tell you, you know, you don't need, these are the people who tell you, you don't need deliverance. You don't need this. You don't need this. You know, he that the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. What do you need to be delivered for or from? Amen. But we've seen these curses operating and frustrating people's lives. The same with generational curses and many other people said they don't exist. But when you look at people, you see patterns in their lives. The grandfather was like this, your father was like this, you are also like that. Are you hearing me? They're all divorced and you're also divorcing. You can see this is a curse. They all died poor. And it looks like you're also on the same line. That is a curse. Are you hearing me? Somebody say, I'll not die poor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is a, say, death trap. So a death trap is one of the spirits that the devil uses that I want to talk about today, because there's grace to deal with it today. Hallelujah. Now let us define and look at define or trying to explain what is the snare. Amen. Remember, the Bible says that he will save you from the fowler's. It means that you're going to be caught in the snare. Hey, are you hearing me? You're going to be caught in a snare. We pray this prayer, isn't it? Don't we pray this prayer? So it means you're going to be caught in the snare, but he will deliver you from it. Oh, Jesus Christ. He will deliver you from it. Hallelujah. Now, there are three things that I want you to know about a snare. What is really a snare and how it works, or a trap and how it operates. These are devices or things that are used to catch the prey. Hallelujah. To catch what? To catch what? I cannot hear. To catch what? To catch the prey. So immediately, the number one thing about a snare is that something that must be hidden. That must not be seen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you in the house of God? The traps in the Old Testament would be anything from a hole that is dark and covered, and on the other side they will make sure they put something that would attract whatever is being targeted. Hallelujah. So which means that this animal would not be seeing the hole. Amen. All they are interested in is this beautiful thing on the other side. Are you hearing me? That is how a trap works. So a trap would have something that this animal likes. Are you hearing me? If it's a bird, they'll put a seed. If it's an animal, they'll probably put another meat or something in it so that they may do what? They may attract this. Hallelujah. Say to your neighbor, I'm going to be delivered from this snare. Hallelujah. So a snare is something like that. It could be a cage, it could be a string that will tighten around a neck as soon as this thing goes through it. Who has seen a snare here? Who has seen a snare? Have you seen a snare? Oh, one day we'll have audiovisual what in your auditorium. Who believes this? So when I talk about a snare, it will be shown on the board. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On the big screen. Say on the big screens. Hallelujah. So the Bible describes our experience like those of a snare and a prey that is caught in a snare. Hallelujah. So the enemy does that. Now, when you read in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9, the Bible says, "And the great dragon was thrown down, the age-old serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, he who continually deceives and seduces the entire inhabited world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him." The Bible says that he continually deceives the world. Now, here's the thing about this, the prey, about the snares, is that whatever you are, the animal is looking at is a deception. They have been deceived so that they can go for it and be caught. And the same thing applies to us as human beings. We are being enticed and we get caught. Are you hearing me? We are being what? We are being what? Enticed and we are caught up. Hallelujah. But it's because the enemy, that's how he operates. Hallelujah. He's a deceiver. He's a master deceiver. Hallelujah. So he preys on ignorance. Say neighbor, he preys on ignorance. Because there are things that it means that you don't know that there is a pit there. Hallelujah. So that's why the enemy is walking confidently thinking that it's going to get what it wants. Now, if you ask the bird, say neighbor, if you ask the bird that was caught or the animal and ask this bird if it knew what it was doing, it will tell you that I did not know I would be caught. Are you hearing me? The bird will tell you that if I knew that this thing was a trap, I would not have come in here. I mean, the animal thought this is a nice buffet. I'm going to have a nice chicken. And then next thing we are caught. This is how the devil preys on us. Are you hearing me? We don't see him and we're just following and we're thinking this is next thing you're caught in a trap. You're caught in a hole. Hallelujah. A death trap operates this way. Many of you, when you went into a death trap, you did not know it was a death trap. When we went into a dikoloto, we did not know it's going to be a trap. You are coming out of that trap today in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, the financial world is so can be so evil. Let me put it like this. Can be so evil. Amen? It can be so evil and be so cruel. Amen? When we qualified from medical schools many years ago, things have changed now. But we would have this big company. You know, when you are a doctor, everybody wants you, isn't it? I mean companies. I mean banks, because financial institutions, they want you. Am I talking to somebody? Because there is what? Money, isn't it? So when we qualified, you know, you get this and you get all these big banks coming. Finally, even before you get your certificate, they're already there. You get your checkbook, you get this overdraft, you get your car, you get everything, just sign here. You don't need to prove anything. You don't even have a cent in your bank yet. Oh, Jesus. When you come from a poor family like many of us have come from, you sign it because you think, hey, finally, there will be a car, go high. Am I talking to somebody? So they are preying on this thing. It's an enemy. Are you hearing me? So they are showing you this thing, but they don't show you how you are going to be enslaved. All of a sudden, you find yourself in this debt that you can't even breathe.
Seneba, can you breathe when you have got debts? Let me somebody says nakya khono kya khono he makinal dikoloto. No one. It's a trap. It's a hole. Somebody's coming out of that hole today. And the thing is, you don't know how you got in. When you were going in, did you know you were going in? Let me see the hand that said, I knew very well what I was doing. No. You are just living your life. If you ask the bird, what were you trying to do? Yes, I thought I saw food. Oh, am I talking to somebody here? Hallelujah. Say debt trap. So, poverty uses debt trap. It's a powerful tool for poverty. Even now, we can teach you about financial freedom, but if we don't deal with this spirit of debt, we are failing. If we don't release you from this thing by some supernatural power, oh, who believes that God can take you out of that hole? Do you believe you can come out of that hole? If you are in a hole, can I hear amen? If you are in a bigger hole, can I hear amen? If you are in the biggest hole, can I hear amen? We have really big holes here. Hallelujah. God is going to deal with this thing today. Amen. So many of us, when we went into this, we did not know. You are going to pledge ignorance today so that God can take you out. Say never, you are going to cry ignorance. Nekisa tibi. Are you going to pledge ignorance? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because many people reap what they sow. But you can pledge ignorance and God will relieve you from that penalty. Do you love Jesus Christ? Say, I love Jesus Christ. So three things about a snare. Number one, is secrecy. You are not told everything. Say, I'm not told everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, I was not told everything. Surely in vain is the net spread in the sight of any bird. Now, if a bird could see you putting a net there, do you think that bird will walk into that net? No. You have to do it when a bird is not looking at you. So a trap when it's set up, they make sure that you don't know everything about it. Next thing you know, you are deep in. Say never, next thing you know, you are deep in. Am I talking to somebody here? And you begin to say, I did not know. Amen? God is going to help you today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, the trap is thoroughly covered. Because if it is uncovered, you will see and you will not enter. Now, many of you, when we are teaching you about the financial prosperity, principles now, we are opening your eyes so that we are exposing the enemy and how he operates. Hallelujah. But you see, many of us, we are already in that situation, so we need the hand of the Lord to take us out. I say we need the hand of the Lord to deliver us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 12 says, Ecclesiastes 9 verse 12 says, moreover, you can just write down scriptures because of time. Ecclesiastes 9:12 says, moreover, no one knows when their hour will come. As fish are caught in a cruel net, or birds are taken in a snare. So people are trapped by evil times that fall unexpectedly upon them. Are you hearing me? These things fall unexpectedly upon you. Hallelujah. Number two, about a trap. It is normally adapted. Say adapted.
Hallelujah.
It is adapted. It is adapted according to your own desires. Hallelujah. So generally about a trap, the enemy will use something that he knows that will attract you and nobody else. Hallelujah. So there are people who are not enticed by certain things, and it will never. Hallelujah. If I bring alcohol here, some people will start salivating. Hallelujah. Say never. Some people will start, alcohol. But there is one who will say, what is this? Isn't it? But if I bring chocolate, do you see what I mean? So there is that thing. The enemy to catch people in a trap would use things that he knows that they like. Hallelujah. It will help you to deal with the greed in your life. Hallelujah. To desire things that, to so much want things that you don't have that you can do anything to get them. You'll stop at nothing. What will save you is to be content with where you are. Say neighbor, what will help you is contentment with where you are to avoid this snare. Hallelujah. The Bible says in book of James chapter 14 that we are enticed by what is in us, our evil desires. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, stop loving things. Say neighbor, stop loving too much of this world. Because even if God takes you out, you are going back tomorrow. Because there's nothing that you were not ikaw fita fela wa ibata. Amen. Anything that is in fashion, you want it. Pray for God to help you. Do you have people who love fashion here? Are there people like that in the house? This is the thing that will make you go and get a credit for a shirt. Oh, can I talk to somebody? Little, I don't know. Kiluna, but these are the things that will make people get credit for a shirt. Hempe. Can I get a little receiver, fella guys? How now? Hello? Are you hearing me? I mean, these are the things that got us there first. Please, God will take you out, but don't go back. Are you hearing me? So if we don't deal with this thing that pushes us to get things that we cannot afford, or have a problem. Amen. Are you hearing me? So the devil will make sure that he pushes you and he sells you what you like. He puts in the trap what he knows you cannot resist. He's not going to tempt you with something that he knows that you don't care about it. Hallelujah. If you put cookies in front of me, what's the key? Hallelujah. There's a lady who makes me cookies in the house. Even before I open that thing, my eyes go. They come alive. Are you hearing me? If you want to bewitch me, you can easily use cookies. Am I talking to somebody in the house? Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ? So he adapts the snares according to our desires. Don't walk into that snare again. When you see something too good to be true, the other side, just stop first. There might be a hole just before that you go down tumbling. Hallelujah. The issue is that you did not know. Say never, I did not know. every time I say something, say, I did not know. That will save you for the next preaching. Hallelujah. But for now, God is going to take you out of this. Do you believe that you are coming out of your debts? The third one, which I believe many have suffered from, is this one. The enemy wisely employs the force of an example. The force of an example. What they do is this. In a snare, they will catch a smaller bait or something like that, and they put it in there, in the cage. And then when the other enemy comes, when the other bait comes and realizes there's another bait in there, they walk in. And then they get caught. Many of us are victims, we're victims of that. Because especially with these pyramid schemes, they will use somebody who has gotten money out of it. And they say, oh, did you get? You also go. You don't get. People have spent their pension monies. People have spent their investments. Today, they are in debt because of a power of an example. Are you hearing me? The people we associate with here, even in general, let me tell you this. The people we are attracted to, be careful, because they may be a decoy. They may be an example. The enemy wants you. You want to be where they are because you like the way they are. Choose people according to their fear of God. Not what they are and what they have. Number one question is, do they have a relationship with God? Do they fear God? Do I see that in their lives? Not what they have. What they have could come from the devil. You don't know what people do when you are sleeping. Say, neighbor, you don't know what people do when they are asleep. Hallelujah. Say the power of example has ensnared many people. Hallelujah. Your friend comes to you. Hey, you know what? This has worked for me. And you go for it. You don't even pray. Say the power of example. How many of you have fallen prey to the power of example? Yes. Amen. So we fall into this debt hole. Say a debt hole. Hallelujah. Psalms 124. Psalms 124, verse 6 to 8. It says, blessed be the Lord. Are you ready for God's intervention in your life? Declare that I'm going out of this hole. Say, I'm going out of this hole. Say, blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler. Say, I'm going to escape today. Are you ready to escape from this dead hole? Are you ready to escape? He says, we have escaped like what? Like a bird from the snare of the fowler. The net is torn. Declare that the net is torn. And we have slipped away. Say, our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Are you ready to escape from your dead hole? Are you ready to escape from that hole? Hallelujah. Say, blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Amen. You know, the financial institutions are so horrible. Once you have a debt, you can't come out easily. First, you will be suffocated by the interest. Can I talk to somebody here? First, you'll be suffocated by what? Who knows what I'm talking about here? Yeah. You pay, you pay, you pay. After 1 year, you check, what's my balance? Is this? They say, wow, I've been paying. They say, you've been paying interest. Oh, am I talking to somebody here? May we escape. I say, may we escape. Does it feel like you're caught in something? The people, are you here? I say, does it feel like you're caught in something? When you think now you are free, next you are still inside. Hallelujah. I'm coming out. I don't know about you. I pray that I will not owe anybody anything. I pray in Jesus' name. By the miraculous intervention of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Now listen to Isaiah 42 verse 22 and listen it carefully. Isaiah 42 verse 22 says, this is a people robbed and plundered. This is what? This is a people robbed and plundered. They are all of them snared in holes. Bamikoti. This is your Baba. They are where? In holes. Say, neighbor, when I look at your hole, kia makala motua lika na ona come over too. My God. How do these people fit a human being here? Are you in the house of God? Some things need the divine intervention of God, I'm telling you. Have you tried everything in your power to come out? Can I talk to people who try to come out? Let me see the hands of people say, I tried. I tried everything. So you are here. So you are the right people to be here today. Listen. It says, but this is a people robbed and plundered. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey. And none deliver. Now, underline. And none delivereth for a spoil. And none saith, restore. Amen. There's no one who is there to deliver them, and no one who will stay, who will say, restore. Do you understand how prophetic these words are? In other words, somebody blessed and anointed by God and graced by God has to walk forward and say, be set free. Come out of this hole. Hallelujah. It's like when you are walking around and you find something caught up in this snare. The owner of the snare is not around. And you look at this animal and say, no, 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 no. Shame. Waibulela. You open the cage. You say, go before the owner comes. Today, the Lord has just found your cage. I say, today, the Lord has just found your cage. Hallelujah. When the fowler is not there, hallelujah. When the designer and the maker of this thing is not there, the owner of the snare is not there, hallelujah. And he does what? He delivereth you. He says, go out now. Shame, look at this. Hallelujah. What a beautiful animal they are going to eat. Do you have an idea of what is happening here? When God looks at your life and says, how cruel is the devil? This beautiful thing in the cage is going to be slaughtered. I say today, that hole has been discovered, and you're going to be released in the name of Jesus Christ. I say you're going to be released in the name of Jesus Christ. That financial hole, you know, right now, they will tell you that the best way to come out of your debt is to start saving. How do you save when you can't even afford your debt? Hey, say never, hey, how do I save when I cannot afford even what they want to take my stuff? Why are you telling me, please pray for me? Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here? You know, I believe that God, by his divine grace, can let people free from the foul snares. As he has said in the book of Psalm 92, he will set you free from the foul snare. I say he will set you free from the foul snare. Because you did not know. If you go back and do these things after being taught, you are really wicked. Say never, you are really wicked. Serious. If you are told this thing is a snare, as you go back into the snare and they lock you up again, you are wicked. Serious. You have to pay your debts. Don't go back. Look at your neighbor. Seventh week, it's an altar. It's an anointed time. Amen? Whatever is declared from this mountaintop happens. Somebody is coming out of their debts by the miraculous hand of God. You will owe no one nothing but what? Love. The borrower is a slave to what? The lender. Meaning they have ensnared you and they've caged you. They've taken away your freedom. Freedom to do the things you like. I pray that I'm coming out and you are following me out of this. I say, I will owe nobody nothing. Are you hearing me? You are millionaires, but first you must come out of the cage. Oh, can I talk to somebody here? I say, you are millionaires. Let me tell you this nice, beautiful statistics. They say 80% of millionaires came from nothing. Only 20% inherited it. So if you think it's an excuse, that you think you cannot be rich, you cannot be... No. And secondly, we can all be millionaires. That is another second truth. There's enough resources in the world to make us all millionaires. Do you know that the 20% of the world's wealth, no, 2% or something like that. Now statistics are mixed up in my head. What 10% of the world, or 2% of the world's riches own, okay, is equal to what 2/3 of the world own, something like that. I may have exaggerated statistics a bit, but there's a small percentage that owns what is owned by, or equal to what is owned by two-thirds of the world together, by 2% of people. Aye, man. Say never, aye, man. But really, million work about 12, man. How? Isn't it true? Oh, can I talk to people who understand my language here? Do you really want to be rich? Huh? A few people are holding the world ransom. Hi, man. Can I hear a Christian says it is an error? That is why they want people to take trips to the moon. They pay millions just to visit the Titanic and die down there. Say, I want that million. Okay, nice. Can you say like you be? Say, I want that million. Hallelujah. You know, the third thing, I told you about the curse, I told you about the death trap, and the third thing, it's the state of our mind. We need a mind shift. We are what we believe, and we are what we think. Are you hearing me? If we think this is impossible,
Because many of us, we grow up seeing poverty and we think that that is all there is to life. People must struggle. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So for somebody to be able to start believing that they can have something of their own, it's a struggle. So that is the third thing that make people, that keep people in poverty, the state of the mind, what they think. If you don't believe, it will not happen. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ? So the Bible says that people are trapped in holes. My people, the people of God, are trapped in holes and they must come out. Some of you, I can only see your eyes popping out of the holes. I say, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, come out. Hallelujah. 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 When you're talking about financial institutions, they are talking about a system that is not entirely free of spiritual influence. Can I say that again? When you're talking about the financial systems, it's not a system that is entirely free of spiritual influence. In other words, the enemy has an agenda. That is why those who serve him will succeed financially. If you are a Freemason, you're going to succeed financially. Is it making sense to somebody? Freemasons, they own banks. People don't believe in God owns banks. Oh my goodness. How do you know that actually you finished your interest long time ago? No, Kalibut. How do you know pila pila when skoloto se halos 30? Can I talk to somebody who understands what I'm saying? Unless God intervenes in your life, you're not going anywhere. Who has said, bring calculators, I'll call my accountants. Let's start from where I started. Bring out books. Let's calculate. Who has ever done that? You just take by faith what they're telling you. How can I believe them when the people who own them are Freemasons? And I'm a Christian in that system. That's why when we are praying right now about the mountains of the Lord, we are saying Christians must own banks. I say Christians must own banks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when I do trading, you know, those who know that I do trading. So when I do trading and I realize sometimes and I don't think it's me, and I realize that when this thing goes against me, it goes very fast, but when it goes for me, it goes very slow. Is it making sense to somebody? When I'm losing a lot too fast. But when I'm gaining, I'm not gaining too fast. Say, neighbor, wake up. You need God's intervention. You need the hand of the Lord. Unless God saves us from this thing. People will say, stop what you're talking. Do what is right. Practice this. No, that's not enough. You also need the grace of God. I say you also need the grace of God. Financial principles, yes, we must learn and we must employ. Don't forget that we are enemies of this world. They don't like us. Are you hearing me? So you need God's hand to get you started off. Are you ready to receive this? Are you ready to receive this? Young people, I pray that you will never go into this debt in the name of Jesus. Oh, are you here? May this spirit never affect you in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you see it, may it be exposed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I saw something that really interested me, and that I want to say to you today, that billionaires, what is it? Billionaires
your billionaires, because of you start behaving like a millionaire today. Hallelujah. The way you spend the penny, your penny, you will spend it like you're a billionaire. Am I talking to somebody here? It's not going to start when you have got a lot of money. Now, as the Lord releases you from the cages, start behaving like a millionaire. Hallelujah. Start behaving like what? Like millionaires. Can I hear somebody say, I'm not going back to the debt trap again ever? Have you tried everything to come out? The Lord saw you and he was passing by and he saw how you're struggling to come out of this cage. And he's saying, he's looking at you with mercy and grace and say, this little thing is coming out today. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? That there's grace today that is just going to let people free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, what I mean is that you are going to, those that miraculously come out, you are going to finish that debt like quickly like this. Amen. Because the thing that was holding things back, it is going today. Hallelujah. You can be in debt and you can be in a debt trap. I'm converting that debt into a normal debt and not a trap anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will see your balance going like this. Can I talk to somebody here? Once the Lord set you free from this oppression, you'll see your balance go. You were putting 500 rands and it wasn't moving. Now you'll put 50 rands, you'll see zzz. 50 zzz. 50 zzz. Am I talking to somebody? 50 zzz. Am I helping somebody in the house today? Am I helping somebody in the house today? I say your debt is going to start moving today. It has been there forever. I mean, it is like this thing is saying, this one will be finished by your children, oh. Oh, Jesus. Say no at all. Say, I pray, Lord. Say, I pray, Lord. As you release others from their cages, do not pass me by, Lord. Can you pray that prayer? Say, Lord, as you visit cages of financial debt trap, may you not pass my cage. Pray this prayer. Say, Lord, as you visit cages of financial debt trap, don't forget to open my door. Pray that prayer right now. That as God visited cages today, Lord God Almighty, as you visit cages today, I hear today you are visiting cages. Please, oh Lord, I pray that you will not pass my cage by. I've been in this place for far too long. I tried everything, Lord, in my power. I've tried everything to shake this thing off, and it is not moving. I now know it's a demonic thing. There is some power that has been working against me. It was no longer pure anymore. Say, oh Lord, by your mercies, by your grace, scatter this thing. Say, oh Lord, by your mercies and by your grace, scatter this thing. Scatter this thing in the name of Jesus Christ. This thing doesn't want to hear this. I hope we don't owe the speakers. Hallelujah. If you are wearing something that you are owing, it will irritate you right now. Because it's refusing to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, oh Lord, God Almighty, I thank you, Lord. I hear you are passing by. I hear you are in town. I hear you are visiting cages. Please, this is my street address. Please, O Lord, pass by my street and you will see what is happening in my life. Today, by his divine grace and his mercies, something supernatural is visiting your banking accounts, is visiting your creditors, is visiting everywhere where they have your names on the books. I'll tell you what. As I was receiving this thing on a mountain, right on the mountain of the Lord, as I'm receiving what is about to happen today, yesterday, so what? On a Saturday, I receive a call from a company that I owe. On a Saturday, I'm on the mountain, and I see this, and I said, Lord, I know I could easily ignore this 087 number, but you know what? I'm on the mountain of the Lord now. I want to connect with this number. I'm going to answer it. I won't say I'm praying, so that I open something that will begin to destroy everything and everything that has anything to do with debts. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing what I'm saying? And I saw this number and I said, okay. Let me answer this number. And they said that they're going to speak to me about this. Okay, so no problem. Don't worry. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Because I know something. God is doing something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I don't preach what I don't live. That's my life. Hallelujah. When God sets me completely debt free, so it will be. I'm not going to stand here and act an angel. You see, that's the problem with us ministers. We struggle with things and we want to appear like we don't. You see, when God speaks, he does not speak to us through our strength, from our own personal strength. It's from his grace. It's from his grace. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So I begin to connect with this number, and I said, okay, call me on Monday. So on Monday, I know what I'm going to do. That one, I'm going to finish it off. That one, I'm going to finish it off. Are you hearing me? So I already have an appointment with them for tomorrow. May you connect with that appointment. May you connect. They made a mistake and called me when I was in the midst of prayer about the very same thing. On the mountain of the Lord. And I said, wow, let me answer it. Let's have an appointment. Monday, call me. I'll speak to you. Tomorrow, hey, are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Can you have your appointment with your debtors tomorrow? Can you even call them and say, let us talk about this thing? They will say, okay, how much can you pay? Am I talking to somebody here? It will not be that thing of saying, pay this, or else. No, they will say to you, how much can you pay so that we can close this thing? Can I talk about it here? They will say to you, how much can you pay so that we can do what? Close this thing. Who wants to hear this tomorrow? I mean, when they say how much, don't kill yourself. Say anything. There is grace. Don't feel shy. If you're owing 1,000, say 50 rand. Can I talk to somebody in the house? When they say, how much? Say 50 rand. Who's connecting with this here? Hallelujah. Who's coming out of his hole? Who's coming out of his hole here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Millionaires owe nobody anything. Amen. Who believes this prophetic declaration in this house? Who believes? Who say, I'm walking with it? Ngihamba nayo Linda. Hallelujah. Can you clap for Jesus? Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, stop ignoring 087 numbers from tomorrow. Tell the other neighbor, stop ignoring private numbers from tomorrow. You cannot afford to run away from them. You must chase them now. This is terror. This is terrorism. Say, neighbor, this is terrorism. The children of the Lord are being terrorized. They are hiding in holes. Are you hearing this? Ah, you needed this grace. I'm telling you, you needed this grace. You needed this grace. You needed this grace. You needed this grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This favor is accompanying you. I say this favor will speak for you. I say this favor will speak for you. This favor will make arrangements for you. This favor will make sure some of them are just canceled. Because when they reconcile things in the realm of the spirit, they will realize that you actually already paid it up. So you shall just receive a reconciliation. To say, actually, you don't owe. Actually, in an actual fact, you don't owe what they've been telling you, you have been owing. My people are robbed, it says. They were robbed, it says. The angelic accountants are going through books right now. I say, angels that know accounting. Angels that are also auditors, they are going through books right now, and they are checking where you overpaid and where you did not. Hey, am I talking to somebody? They are balancing things for you. You will wake up with a miracle. When the reconciliation is done, there shall be a verdict which shall say you owe nothing. That shall say you owe nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My people are robbed. My people are robbed. Hallelujah. Who can believe these people who have manipulated the value of the rent to calculate our interest? I'm asking. We trust them like they are gods, like faith, like their weight is final. You owe this much interest. Yes, Lord. And then they come around, they manipulate the value of the rent. The same people who can make black people pay more interest than white people. Let there be justice. 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 My people are kept in holes. They are robbed. The snare is broken. The fowler's 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 snare is broken. It's broken. It's broken upon your life. You are released like a bird. I say you are released like a bird. Now you can fly again. Now you can fly again. The fowler snare is broken. The fowler snare is broken. Hallelujah. My people, may the Lord not overlook your cage. Sometimes you'll come to a cage and say, but you knew what you were doing. May he also include you in this mercy. May the Lord not jump anyone of you who are listening right now. May he not jump anyone of you.
I pray today that he will release all of you from your cages. I say, be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. In Jesus' mighty name. By the mighty power of God, that lock is broken. That big lock that was on this cage is broken. I say it is broken by the hand of the Lord. The door is opening wide. You are being released. You are being released. You are being released. You are being released in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From today, you shall not be a slave of death again. I say from today, you shall not be a slave of death again. Dead is a weapon of poverty. It's a deadly weapon of poverty. Dead, they work together. They work together. They are big buddies. Now listen. Poverty will not see his desire upon your life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, declare, say, Lord, you have broken the fowler's snare. Stand up on your feet and declare, say, oh Lord, you have broken the fowler's snare. Can I hear the excitement? Say, oh Lord, you have broken the fowler's snare. Come on, say, oh Lord, say, oh Lord, you have broken the fowler's snare. And I'm free. I can be free now to make financial decisions. I could not think anymore. Declare, say, I could not think anymore. I could not plan anymore. My life has stopped for 5 years, for 10 years. I was in this hole. Thank you, Lord, for sending me out of this, for releasing me, for releasing me. Begin to shout unto the Lord and bless him and thank him. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Begin to celebrate. Begin to thank God and bless him. Begin to thank God and bless him for setting you free. Begin to bless him. Begin to bless him for setting you free. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Bless him. Declare, I'm out of this hole. Declare, declare that I'm free. Say, I'm free. Say, I'm free. Say, I am free. Say, I am free. Now listen, tomorrow, I don't know. You go to Edgar's, you say, check him out, check him out, check him out. Are you hearing me? You go, eh? Edgar's and say, Ausi, check him out, check him out. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You go to the bank and say, please, 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 check, check, check. Make an appointment with the manager tomorrow and say, let's talk business. Your whatever, whatever. Hallelujah. Are we moving tomorrow? Are we moving tomorrow with this grace? Are we moving with this grace? Hallelujah. Tomorrow, say tomorrow. I'm getting down to this thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go with this confidence. Hallelujah. This grace is a death-settling grace in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have you received from the Lord? I say, have you received? Have you received the grace from the Lord? Come on, let's celebrate. Let us know. Are you ready to celebrate Jesus? Are you ready to celebrate Jesus? Oh, celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Hallelujah. Say from today. Say from today. I will spend my money like billionaires would. Say from today, I'm going to start walking. Even tomorrow when you go there, behave like you what's working on a million or a patala. No. Can I talk to somebody here? Tomorrow, even when you are going there and you are calling them, don't be apologetic. Don't ask for mercy. You get mercy from God, not from people. Am I talking to somebody here? Sky gets a skepsel. Talk with authority.
Hallelujah. Yeah, what can we settle for there? Oh, that's too much. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Who believes? Who believes, son? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Especially the debts that you have been paying for a long time. Lata zona pay. Oban, I can tell you, most of them, you probably paid more than what is reflected. Banks will never undercharge themselves. They will rather overcharge you. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Who's going here with the power of that word? Who's going with the power of that word? Hallelujah. 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 We are kicking poverty out of our houses. I say we are kicking poverty out of our houses. Say never give me space. Give me space. I'm kicking poverty out of my house. Debt is the first thing I deal with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I kick poverty out of my house. Hey, listen. The other day, I was kicking something here in Mokereken. Kanakening. 3 weeks ago, we were kicking something that was sitting on something. On your blessing. Remember? Somebody had a testimony almost immediately. Something was kicked out of the from the family blessing hole. Remember I said something is sitting by the well, on the well. Immediately says, the brother suddenly gets a job. Things are just happening like the following day, things were just happening. Hallelujah. Say never, when I kick, I don't talk. Hallelujah.
I kick.
Say, I'm dealing with poverty in my house. I don't want my children to see this thing. In between. Hallelujah. That I don't have money must never be a response to our children again in the name of Jesus. The response must be, it is not important. It is not necessary. It is dangerous. You don't need it. Can I talk to somebody here? Say, neighbor, I don't have money. Must not be a response to our children when they want things. Who connects with what I'm saying here? Do you believe this?
Yes.
I don't have money. Must not be what? A response. It must stop. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I believe what I'm saying. Do you believe what I'm saying?
Yes.
Say, I'm kicking lack out of my house. Are you ready to kick this leg? Are you ready to kick it? Say, this is an anointed kick. Say, this is an anointed kick. It's gonna kick even my brother's house same time. When I kick my house, I kick even my brother and my sister's house. This is a mighty kick. It's gonna wipe all these people. Are you hearing me? Are you ready for that kick? Are you ready for the kick? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready to kick? Now let's go. When I say one, two, when I say three, no, seven. Let's go to seven. Seven is mighty. Hallelujah. When I say seven, you release it. Please don't kick your neighbor in the chair and it flies in the sky. I know you're angry with your situation, but please don't do that. Hallelujah. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for a kick? Hallelujah. One. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It is done. It is done. That's prophetic. That's prophetic. That's prophetic. Hallelujah.